Kiddushin Daf Yud Ches, how's everybody doing? Welcome to the 8-minute synopsis, the 8-minute Daf. We try to do the entire Daf in less than 8 minutes, and sometimes a lot quicker than that. The Gemara talks about the halachas of Yerusha. Does a guy inherit another guy? Does a ger inherit his father, etc.? So what it does is like this. A guy, a non-Jew, inherits his own father, midoi raisa, one guy to the other. However, a ger, a convert, does not inherit his own father, Midaraisa, because he's kekatan shenoyladam. He's like a brand new baby. He started a whole new life. Halachically, he's not related. Midrabbanan, they said, listen, if you don't give him the Yerusha, he stands to lose a lot of money. He might go back to where he came from. We don't want him to do that. So Rabbanan said, you know what? He gets the Yerusha. Therefore, before the Yerusha became his, before he took possession of the Yerusha, he's allowed halachically to switch with his brother different items. For instance, if they inherit Avodah Zarah and Yayin Esach, he could tell his brother, hey, you take the Avodah Zarah, you take the Yayin Esach, let me take the solid cash, the things that have no issues with them. And it's not as if he's dealing with Avodah Zarah, because it was never his Midaraisa, only Midarabbanan. A ger to another ger, there's no Yerusha. Even Midarabbanan. So in other words, let's say a father and a son become gerim later on in life, and somebody owes money to the father and the father passes away, that person doesn't have to give back the money to the son because they're not halachically related. Chachamim, the Gemara says, Ein ruach chachamim loichei menu. In other words, Chachamim won't give you a shkayach. They won't congratulate you on the fact that you're giving back the money. But Chachamim will be happy with you if you give the money back to a ger that was born into a Jewish family. In other words, his mother conceived him while she was a goya, but she gave birth to him b'kedusha when she was a Jew. Then Chachamim are happy because we don't want people to mistake and say, oh, look, you don't have to return alone. Amar Avriya, there's a halacha of Yud, that is, if a person sells his daughter as a servant to another Jew, that master could marry her without even giving her kesef kiddushin. Once he invokes that, and he says, I want to marry you, he says, harayat miyu edisni, with the money that I got, we'll see exactly if it's with the money or with the hana that he has right now, she has right now, but she doesn't have to work, then she no longer goes out with the ways that a amma goes out, bepidyon, begroin, kesef, etc. The only way she could go out is with a get. But if he didn't perform yud, she's just a regular amma, then she goes out after 6 years, yovel, etc. And also, in addition to the regular man, she goes out with simanim. Interesting halacha. If the father of this amma has money in the bank, so we could force him to redeem his daughter, why? Begam mishpacha. We don't want a bad name for the family. It's not nice that a family has a daughter that was sold. We force her. However, if there's a slave, a male slave, or we'll call him a servant, the Eved Ivri, we don't force the family to redeem him because of the reason that he might go ahead, the Eved, and sell himself again and again. Because he takes the money, he's the one that's going to benefit, they'll lose. A Amma, on the other hand, you can't sell her more than once. We darshan, like Reb Shimon. See, the Torah tells us, bevigdoi ba, without a yud. With nekudas is bevigdoi. Without nekudas, you could possibly read it bevagdoi. The difference is, one is a lashon of beged, marriage. One is a lashon of betrayal. So it depends. If it's a lashon of marriage, the Torah tells us in this pasuk, you can't sell her after marriage. If it's a lashon of betrayal, then the Torah is telling us you can't sell her after you sold her. In other words, you can't sell her twice. So according to Reb Shimon, he darshins both. So you can't sell your daughter after she's married. You can't sell her after she was sold as an amma. According to Tanakama, it's only after Ishus. According to Belezer, it's only after Shivchus. The Gemara has a discussion. What does Yud accomplish? Is Yud like the first stage in marriage, which is called Erusin? Or is it like the second stage that accomplishes both Erusin and Nisuin, and she's completely married? The Nafkamina is, does he inherit her? Does he become Tomiter? Does he go to her funeral? Is he made for Nadarim? So the Gemara proves from the fact that you could sell, a father could sell his daughter, who's an almana, to a Kohen Gadol. Now we know that almana cannot marry Kohen Gadol. But he could sell his daughter as a amma to a Kohen Gadol. The problem is that in order to be sold as a amma, you have to be able to invoke the idea of yield. But a Kohen Gadol won't be able to invoke the idea of yield because she's an almana. But the answer is, he could, because Kiddushin is Taifas in Chayvi Lavim, even though there's an Isser Lav here, it'll still be a good Kiddushin. But nevertheless, you see, there's a concept of Almana. How is it possible that a girl is an Almana and her father could sell her? We must say, the only way to explain it is talking about that she's an Almana from Yud. She was sold once before, and her master said, Hared Miyu Edisli, And then her master died. And it goes according to the Mandama that says the first money that she was sold with is not for Kiddushin. Now, if she is considered completely married, then her father wouldn't be able to sell her again. Because once she's married once, she leaves his domain. However, according to the Manda Omer, that the original money of the purchase of this Amma was given also with Kiddushin money involved. So we must explain that's going according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds that a person could sell his daughter as a Shifcha after marriage. Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day.